Hudson seems like a typical teenager, a high school cheerleader enjoying her senior year and planning to go to college. But the 18-year-old had a secret, one she didn't tell her parents, her boyfriend, or even her closest friends. On April 26th, 2017, a doctor informed Richardson she was pregnant, already in her final term. What happened next remains a mystery. Prosecutors say the high school senior refused neonatal care and told no one she was expecting.
There were a significant number of people in her life who had strong suspicion.
In the middle of the night, police say she gave birth at home, killed her baby, and buried the remains in her parents' backyard.
She's 38 to 40 weeks pregnant at the prom, which is 2 days before this happened.
Welcome to the Lonnie B Podcast. I'm your host, Lonnie B. Today I want to talk about Brooke Styler. Brooke Styler was a cheerleader, a typical teenager. And she had a secret that she was pregnant. She didn't want her parents to know she was pregnant. She really didn't tell nobody that she was pregnant. Nobody knew she was pregnant. Even she went to the prom, nobody knew she was pregnant when she went to her prom. And she was at the prom with her then boyfriend. He didn't know she was pregnant. She told him she had really bad cramps, that she might be on her period. So he took her home. She went home, and she had the baby on the bathroom floor. And she claimed the baby was already dead, a stillborn. She took the baby, buried it in her backyard. Now, her parents didn't know she was having a baby in the bathroom. She ain't made no sound. She cleaned up the mess that she made in the bathroom from having a baby, and actually buried it and tried to set it on fire in her parents' backyard. Now, who in their right mind would have a baby, even if it's dead or not, and bury it in your parents' backyard? Then she didn't want nobody to know she was pregnant. She didn't want to tell them her mother she was pregnant. She went to the doctor, and she told the doctor she had the baby, and it's a stillborn. The baby wasn't breathing. And she buried it in her parents' backyard. I want to know what was going through her mind when she did all that. Saying, what kind of person a bury a baby and try to set it on fire and bury it in a backyard? And for her to have a baby in the bathroom and she ain't make no kind of noise, no sound. I know if you're having a baby, you would make some kind of sound. Just imagine the pain you're going through. But she ain't make no sound. And after she had the baby, she cleaned the mess up that she made in the bathroom and buried the baby in the backyard. And she ain't trying to call for help. She ain't trying to call 911. She ain't trying to call her parents. Was right down the hall. The room was right down the hall from hers. And I was a brother room with next door to her room. She ain't try to call him. And Brooke Styler didn't want nobody to know that she was pregnant or that she was having a baby. She even told the doctor that she can't have this baby. I think she murdered her baby. The boy that she was with, she didn't want to have nothing to do with him. She didn't want to have his baby. And she murdered it. Tried to set it on fire and buried it in the backyard. I think, yeah, she went to the high school prom. Your stomach sticking out. How nobody noticed she wasn't pregnant. Now I want to know what kind of state of mind she was in when she was doing all this. It take a very, very sick person to do something like this. And she had a secret that she was pregnant. And she didn't want nobody to know that she was pregnant. I want to know from all my listeners that's listening what y'all think about Brooke Styler. Y'all can leave comments, questions. Feel free to leave them.
We are now going to hear the opening statements of the attorneys. The opening statements are not evidence. They are designed to assist you with the evidence. We have agreed in advance that each side will have 45 minutes for their opening. Mr. Knippen, you may proceed.
Texted to her mother just hours after she murdered her infant daughter in the middle of the night and buried her lifeless body in the dirt behind their home. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here today because the defendant, Brooke Richardson, murdered a baby that she didn't want and never intended to keep. Upon finding out that she was pregnant by a boy that she wanted nothing to do with, Brooke Richardson burst into tears and told her doctor that she cannot have this baby. She kept repeating that she cannot have this baby, and she didn't want her mother to know that she was pregnant. Because of Brooke's reaction, her doctor told her that if she had any thoughts of harming herself or the child, she needed to let him know that right away. But Brooke never followed up with her doctor. In fact, she never scheduled any of the follow-up appointments that her doctor requested, and she didn't return any of the calls from the Hilltop staff or even the doctor himself when they tried to get her back in for another appointment. She never told anyone that she was pregnant, and she never followed up with any type of prenatal care. But what we know that she did do, by her own admission, is that she researched ways on the internet of, quote, how to get rid of a baby. And then in the early morning hours of May 7th, 2017, Brooke Richardson gave birth at her family home, and she told no one. She didn't call 911. She didn't go to the hospital, and she didn't even wake up her mom and dad, who were just downstairs asleep in their room. Instead, shortly after birth, Brooke killed her infant daughter so that no one would ever know that she was pregnant or that she had a child. After murdering her daughter, she disposed of any evidence of her daughter's existence and buried her daughter's body in the ground behind their home. Just hours after discarding that baby's lifeless body in the dirt, she texted her mother, "I'm literally speechless with how happy I am." Shortly after that text message, she followed it up with another text message to her mother. "I am literally so excited now just for dinner to wear something cute. Yay. My belly is back. Now I am taking this opportunity to make it amazing." And while Brooke was taking this opportunity, as she described it, to make her body look amazing, her daughter's body was decomposing in the ground behind their home.